Hello everyone, and welcome to session number 6. This will be our ultimate session. And for this one, I want to weave all the exercises and practices that we've been doing over the first 5 into one continuous flow. We've been building, unfolding certain exercises, seeing different ways to do it, offering different adaptations. And I hope that as you continue to do it, you find that your body is adjusting in its own way, that you are adapting as you need, following the impulse, making it work for you. And so today I want to honor all the work as one continuous journey together. So find a space that works for you, some plants, some objects, some energy that feels like it nourishes and supports the work we're doing. And your friendly reminder to have some water or some tea to stay hydrated. Let us begin. Taking a moment to bring our hands to our heart and just appreciating this time and space that we're giving to ourselves. Gratitude to do this work and dedicating this session to ourselves, friends, family, community, and all sentient beings. Remembering that when we do this work, we're not just doing it for ourselves, but by doing it for ourselves, we do it for others as well. Let out a sigh if it wants to come out. Give a nice, gentle brush. Softening the body, softening the tone. Taking a moment to just feel whatever it is we feel today in this moment, listening to our body. And find the connection down. Send that energy down through the legs, into the feet, and feel the earth come up to meet us. Feel the earth there as a support, as a friend, as a partner. It's a very powerful connection. Once the earth is there as a support, every time we go to bed, we find support. Every time we stand, we find support. Every time we walk around and do our daily life, we have more support. So just taking a moment and connecting with this energy that never demands anything from us, is always there. And once we feel that, we just start to play left and right, shifting the weight, pouring the weight. And as much as we are moving, I invite you to let the space move you. Let the earth be there from below, saying, I got you. And the space around you, saying, I got you too. Allowing the space left and right to invite us. All the way up to our head, to our ear. Playing with our balance, our spine, left and right. This softness, this undulation of tone. Seeing the water inside of the bone, inside of the skeleton, and really allowing it to just drift in the wind like a tree. That's the teacher right there. And settling somewhere in the middle. That feels like a balance point. A moment of stillness without holding. And then bring the energy front and back. If you're lying on the ground, just playing with whatever points of contact you feel. Allowing that gravity to surrender you down into the earth and the earth to come up to meet you. And just moving from that relationship. So many ways to do the same thing. Front and back. Wiggling the toes back to the heels. Heels are a place of support. The balls of the feet and the toes are a place of movement and transformation. Changing direction. And settle somewhere that feels like an equilibrium between the front and the back. Pelvis dropping down, crown of our head reaching up, finding space. And then put the front and the back and the left and the right together to to a nice hula hoop circulating around. And play in whatever way feels right for you today. If you want to shift the weight far enough to lift a foot, evolving into this idea from standing to walking. Seeing posture as something to play with, as something mobile. The limbs, the hands, the eyes connecting to your environment. Allowing the space to move you. And if you feel comfortable finding that edge, maybe it's a little too far, you catch yourself. Maybe it's a little too far, you catch yourself. So there's an element of finding that line where you feel safe, but you can challenge yourself. And bringing this potent posture exploration back over our feet. Somewhere that feels supported from the ground up. This relationship to the ground, every day we need to nurture it. And into our hands we come, seeing the lines, all the stories, all the history. Nice inhale and some heat. Some exhale, some magic soap into those hands and give them a wash. And so we're continuing this potent posture exploration, but now we're bringing some attention to our hands, connected to our heart, our expression, our language, our conversation. And back to the hands, palms, fingers. Letting the soap dissolve everywhere through the body and all the way in whatever ways you can. Life happens around us. It's okay. We keep going. We stay connected. It's the key to this work. How can we fold it into everyday life? How can we find a practice and a regulation within our system that allows us to do our work? Even when there's distractions. And into the fingers. Extending the energy out. Pulling anything away we don't need. Waking up our voice. Sound effects. Ring finger. Pinky finger. And bring our hands together. Building that fire. And 3, 2, 1. Opening. And from here, connecting to our breath, putting our diaphragm and our lungs inside of our hands and letting them breathe. Small, medium, large, doesn't matter. Letting the movement of our hands also open the space. Seeing our hands, seeing beyond our hands. What is the dance of our breath today? And last couple. It's like if we are smoke. What's the shape of that smoke as it goes from the fire? And bringing our hands back. Up and down. Opening our throat. Opening our neck. Allowing the vertebrae in the spine to find space. Our pelvis to tilt. Opening this area called the windows to the sky. Every time we open, we bring the lungs up into the sky. We breathe in the clouds. And last one. And the hands front and back. Front body, back body, And we breathe into the middle body. Again, the breath is whatever it is. Follow that rhythm. Let the movement support the breath, and let the breath support the movement. Seeing the space around us to the back and the front. And last couple. And bringing the hands back, shaping our ball of chi, our ball of energy. And from here we play left and right, up and down, front and back, and then exploring however you want. Coming back to the form when you want, left and right, up and down, front and back, and then exploring, following that impulse. We follow that impulse when we drink, when we want to rest, and we also can follow the impulse when we move. What feels right? What feels good? Saying yes to our movement. Saying yes. Letting this ball of energy expand, contract, move us around. And coming back to this three-dimensional ball and send it through the screen. Send it to me. I'll send it to you. One, two, three. Phew. Catch it back. And just playing with someone else's ball of energy, trying their shoes on, working with a little empathy. See what that feels like. Cool. Thank you. And send the ball back. Receive yours back on 3, 2, 1. Shoo. And graciously receive your ball. It is you. It is your life force. And gently let it dissolve back into your skin. Your tissues, your cells, your lungs and your diaphragm, not just your diaphragm in your thoracic, in your chest, but your diaphragm, in your head, your throat, your pelvis. All these diaphragms have this elasticity. And when we breathe, we activate all of them. And give a little brush. A little clean. Open the root system of our legs. Tentacles activated. Immune system boost. And send it through. Sharing the energy. Sharing the work. Going however big, however slow, however small you need. Spiraling the fingers. And three. Two, one, elbows crossed, also sitting. Pumping the toxins, bringing them to the surface so they can release out of the body through the waist, through the sweat. And three, two, one, and slowing down. Feeling the circulation. And fingers to the sky. Stretching. Stretching without a destination. Just opening the space. Fingers wiggling to the heavens. Heels rooted to the earth. Rising and rooting simultaneously. And release. Holding each other's hands. Curving our back, belly button to the spine, opening our kidneys. And three, two, one, gently release. And down to our sides. Opening the armpits, doorways into the heart, and seeing our body expanding in all three dimensions, like a balloon getting bigger. And bring a little wiggle, bring a little shimmy, a little shake, a little silliness into the body. Yeah. Like a fire, like a spark. And let that fire and spark come down into the earth, into some percussion, waking up our thymus gland, sits on our heart, waking up our joy, and taking this percussion and waking up the skin, the bones, sending the energy all the way through the body to the other side. Around to the kidneys, to the spine and the back. Any way that feels good for you. And down the arms. Shoulder blades. Shoulder blades, very cool. It's the only bone that is floating in the body. Special bone. Give some love to that shoulder blade. And through the pelvis and the legs. The foot, if you want to balance, challenge bottom of the foot. You can also wake up the foot by tapping it on the ground. And up the leg, down the other leg, back of the knee, foot. See behind the leg. And all the way up the body, all the way up to the head. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Wake up the brain, the forehead, the eyes, the nose, the sinuses, the ears. The jaw. We hold a lot of tension in our jaw. Willpower. So see if you can let that willpower dissolve a little bit. And any last place you want to focus on, if you missed a spot, or if you just want to play the body, play the instrument. Different tone in the bones as opposed to the soft tissue and the organs. Could tap all day. And 3, 2, 1, bring that tapping down. And just let the hands arrive wherever they want to arrive. Feeling that echo, that percussion of the tapping. That space to allow the body to process and integrate. And taking that energy, that spaciousness that we just created, and allowing the bones and the joints to express that. So allowing that tapping, each exercise is supporting the next one. It's a generative cycle. One helps to generate and regenerate the other one. So feeling that skin with a little bit of effervescence, the bubbly water from the tapping, the breath giving space, coming into our joints, and just feeling the circularity that's possible. Even if it's very small, coming into our wrists. The key is finding this three-dimensionality into the elbows. Like they're floating. We are 70% water. We spent the first 9 months of our life in water. As someone once said, the ocean made bodies so we could get up and walk around on land. think it's so beautiful. So see your body as all this water. Liquidity. And moving however you want. You can follow my sequence from the shoulders into the ribs, folding, pouring, and into the pelvis. Good morning, bird. And into the knees. We often think of our knees as very linear, but our knees have an amazing ability to send energy up and down through a spiral. And through the ankles and the feet and the toes. Again, if putting weight is too much, notice that you can always go down. You can even use a chair to give support. And you can play with the joints. And rediscovering the circularity, rediscovering the water that we are made of. Taking the last couple moments, finding your head, the neck, the jaw, and finding all the water within your joints. It's a great way to reduce inflammation, to help the water and the fluid move so the joint is not isolated, but it's integrated. And arriving from this little joint dance, arriving at one joint that needs some love today. Arrive at my sternum and just hold that joint. Hug it, love it, and feel like all the other joints are sending that joint light and energy and love. So that joint, whichever one you're focused on, is drawing support from all the other joints, inviting it in, giving it space. Softening, smiling into that joint, and let that joint smile back at you. And last but most definitely not least, one of my favorite practices. It's so simple. As my teacher once said, if you had to distill Tai Chi into one exercise, into one form, it would be this. And Tai Chi means the ultimate form. So, a confident name indeed. So we take one hand, and we can start with the hand palm facing up. And this hand is going to represent heaven. It's going to represent yang energy, anything that is expanding, active, sympathetic energy. It's going to represent everything that you can associate with that too. So you can make your own associations. Sky. No matter what we do, there's always one hand that's going to honor this energy. Let's take a moment, feel that. And then the other hand is going to represent earth, yin, parasympathetic, slow, condensing. The egg energy, the sperm energy, and just feel this balance. We all have a mix. Some of us might have one more accessible than the other, but we all have both. So this practice is just about rebalancing, not fixing. And just take a moment and feel that yin and that yang, that heaven and that earth passing through you. And that as human beings, it is our responsibility, and for me, our divine capacity to mediate the two. See all the ways in which those hands can interact. One can be over the other. They can be close. They can be far. There is no form other than the intention that one honors the heaven and one honors the earth. And the beautiful thing is that we can transform that. So one hand can start to turn, and the other hand balances. So we still maintain that balance of yin and yang. You can find pauses. You can move fast, you can move slow. And whenever you want, you transition. You can let the hands guide you through the space if you want to move. It can be a more still practice of awareness and energy, just feeling it. You can do it lying down. Let's just take the last few moments of this video, of this series, and play with heaven and earth together. You in your space and your way, me in my space and my way, and knowing that we are both taking responsibility. We can't do it alone, and no one can do it for us. Taking the last couple moments to arrive at your own conclusion. It's just an arrival, knowing you can depart again at any time. And feel when you arrive at that pause, feel the breath, feel your senses, the heart beating. You're alive, fully alive. Heaven passing through you, earth passing through you. Balancing the two. And gently fold the yin and the yang, the heaven and earth, into you, sympathetic and parasympathetic. And give it a nice brush. And we finish, as always, palms up, our French press meditation. Putting something in our palms we want to let go of, we want to dissolve today. We don't need to carry with us beyond this session. And nice inhale, gather it, see it, honor it, transform it and dissolve it. Down through the body, into the earth. And one more time. Might be something that's not even yours. And one final time. Giving ourselves a really beautiful applause. A standing ovation. Job well done.
Give a nice cleansing clap on 3, 2, 1. Beautiful work, everyone.